Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Yes, very good evening to you. I'm John Moss as we head towards the autumn. September the 22nd is a date no doubt you already have in your diaries, and the general election. We're talking to sitting members of the Keys over their proposals and, importantly, about their record over the last 5 years. What they've achieved, how manifesto promises panned out, what they see as the answers for the undoubted issues that this island faces. This evening, an experienced politician, both here and indeed across the water, Leonard Ian Singer, MHK for Ramsey. Good evening to you, Mr. Singer.
Good evening, John.
73 years old, he has a grown-up family, 3 children, born in Manchester. He's qualified as a pharmacist in 1966, a resident also in Portugal and Tenerife, I believe, as well.
For a while.
A
couple of years.
Very nice place. He moved to the island in 1989, set up Singer's Pharmacy in Ramsey Isle of Man, and he now describes himself as a former proprietor of Singer's. That's important that you distance yourself from the work, so you say you're a 100% MHK.
Well, I sold the shop before I was first elected in 1996. I was doing locums when I wasn't in the Keys, and then I haven't done any work for the last couple of years. And the only time before that, I was helping out maybe 10 days in the year. And in fact, I'm no longer on the register.
Well, before you came to the island, you had a political pedigree in Stockport Metropolitan Borough Council. Now, that had something like 300,000 people to look after, somewhat larger than, well, several times larger than the Isle of Man's entire population.
Yeah, it was very highly political as well. So, of course, it was a big change coming to the Isle of Man and with no political parties. But I started off on the commissioners, and I think that was a very good grounding. I was on the commissioners from 91 until 96.
But this was a commission of a small town in the Isle of Man from somewhere which was enormous. What was the sea change like?
I enjoyed it. It was a change. I think being a change was very good for me. You can certainly get to do things on a more local basis. And it was speaking to people. Well, it's not changed really, John, now. It's speaking to local people, working with local people, helping them. That is part of your job.
But you didn't get people ringing you up at 2 o'clock in the morning about their squeaky gate, presumably, did you?
I had some very early morning calls, which I don't want to repeat at the moment.
No change there.
I still do, actually.
5 years ago in your manifesto, you said there had been no voice in Tymbald at that stage, 2011, speaking up for Ramsey, no one putting Ramsey first. That's a fairly overt criticism of the... One of the members is no longer there, of course, Anne Crane, but Alan Bell as well.
Yeah, I, at that time, I was convinced that Ramsey wasn't being looked after well, because we had two members in senior positions. And, you know, this job is in two parts. One is, first of all, the very important part is to look after your constituents, and the second part is to be in government and working for the island. And I'd felt at that time that the people weren't being looked after. I think things have changed in Ramsey now.
Are you saying that Alan Bell wasn't looking after Ramsey like he should have?
No. Alan has done a good job. Alan's been regularly re-elected, so the people were clearly happy with what he was doing. But I felt that it was that I wanted to spend... make sure I spent enough time looking after the people of Ramsey as well as doing my job in government.
Do you think you have a good working relationship with Mr. Bell? Yes. Other half of the Ramsey Act, if I can put it that way.
I'm not sure he would like to be put that way. Well, certainly our relationship is better now than it was in the past.
What was the problem?
I don't want to go into that.
But I suppose it's important for people to think they're two MHKs.
No, because I'm talking...
Do get on together, do gel.
Well, yes, we get on together. And certainly what I've tried to do in these 5 years is, knowing how busy he is, that I've tried to take some of the weight, you know, of local matters from him. And usually then I know people have contacted me and contacted him. I've sort of taken the initiative to... help those people, and I keep him informed. And we do have a regular political surgery, both of us, second Saturday in every month. So we usually have a good chat then.
Sometimes watching you two next to each other in Tymbald and Keys, the body language is a little brittle, if I can put it that way.
We're not best buddies, of course. But you get on
better now.
Absolutely. And I mean, I do have different views to him, and you know, he will...
Is there any particular view which you differ on?
Pardon?
Is there any particular view which really sort of stands between you?
Well, he, he is obviously promoting the council of ministers' decisions, and I'm independent as such, and if I think the council of ministers is wrong, I will vote against. And obviously that doesn't please him when anybody votes against. It just happens I'm sitting next to him.
Would you describe yourself as a backbencher? Is that where you see your role in politics?
That's the role I've been given, because the chief minister has never offered me any higher position.
It's a question. You come from Stockport Metropolitan Borough Council with an enormous thing. You haven't been a minister.
No, I was chairman of the Environmental Health Committee in Stockport, which was a busy committee. I was also appointed by government to be chairman of the Manchester Airport Consultative Committee.
These are enormous things. Are you bitter about not being made a minister? Because obviously you've got the background.
No, absolutely not. Because at the moment, for example, I'm in Department of Economic Development. Get on very well with the minister. He's given me some very large responsibilities.
It's Lawrence Skelly.
Some very large responsibilities. I look after the whole of the finance sector. I look after the aircraft register, shipping registers. I look after the country strategy. That's the UK. That's China. That's South Africa, South America. I'm in charge of the space sector, which we're getting really starting, I'm going to say, to take off now. That's not a very good thing.
But these are big responsibilities. Absolutely. But still, do you still feel that Leonard Singer, minister, has a ring to it, would sound better?
No. I'm really happy with my job. I'm happy with my position. And that's why I had put great thought into it. But that's why I'm putting my name forward, because I believe all this wide experience that you've mentioned, I believe that it's going to be very important in the next house, because we're going to see, I think, 12 or 13 new faces. Great to have new faces, new ideas, working together with those members of wide experience, wider experienced politicians.
I was going to ask you, because I saw a quote, a TV quote the other day from you saying, "I'm too long in the tooth to think about political ambitions," yet here you are looking out for another 5 years of offering yourself to the public.
Because, John, did I say that?
You did, yes. That's a direct quote from a TV interview. It was about the post office, actually.
Oh, yes.
On the subject, which we may touch upon later.
Okay. I feel well. I really enjoy my job. I love representing the Ramsey and speaking to the people, being in close contact with them. I was chairman of the Economic Policy Review Committee, which was a major committee. I loved that. I've sat on a lot of select committees. It's a full-time position, and one thing I can say to the people of Ramsey is that if you vote me in again, I can promise that I will be doing this full-time.
You mentioned there the Economic Policy Review Committee, 2011 to 2014. Did the subject of how to pay for our pensions come up? Was that part of the brief, or what was its brief?
Our brief was to look at the policies of the Department of Economic Development, because when I went to Department of Economic Development, I had to step down from that committee. But looking after the Department of Economic Development, looking what was happening in the Chief Minister's Office, Chief Secretary's Office, and also looking what's going on in the Treasury. And it was very interesting, because the ministers, and the Chief Minister and the other ministers, you know, they had to come to talk to us. That was, you know, they couldn't refuse.
So you've got the power.
We've got the power.
As the song goes.
That's right, yeah. But I won't sing it. My name's Singer, but I won't sing it.
North-South divide you spoke of. Yeah. Of a divide. What divide are we talking about?
The divide was that we see, last time we were talking about this. Well, it's still the same now. We're talking about call for land east in the east. There's no North Area plan. The North Area plan is not due for I don't know how many years. It certainly will be after I've finished in Tynwald, probably after you've finished here, although I know you've finished here more than once.
I bounce back, yes. Hasn't Ramsey got its own future in its own hands?
Ramsey actually, no, it hasn't got it in its own hands, because it does rely on the government.
But can't it attract people to Ramsey and industry by taking certain moves, by making
that's what we're trying to do. That's why we've got the regeneration scheme. And I would say that I know some of the design elements have not been to everyone's taste, but the town is now undeniably brighter.
I did hear 26 businesses had opened up on the back of that.
It was something like that. But
you're in the Economic Development Department. You are in a position where you can actually encourage development.
Well, we do. Well, we've got this new economic development scheme as well, which is certainly a boost to bringing new jobs to the island. I've been involved in that as well. We've got some real potential in that.
Could I just ask you about the post office? It was a you question of being in, you were out. I mean, basically, you seem to have jumped off the ship just when the water got a bit hot.
No, it didn't. It wasn't like that. I said I would be vice chairman. When I went in there, I saw right away, and I've said this before, I saw right away that there was no intention of that board, in my view, to allow the post office to stay in the courthouse. And if you remember, they wanted to exclude me from any discussions on that. And so I thought, well, it's not much use me being here. I can do better outside. So I did resign, and I...
But they actually told you to go, didn't they, rather than you resigned?
They said they weren't happy with me. I can't remember the exact...
So they did say, please, shut the door on your way out.
They didn't want, yes. And then, of course, I did sit with the committee, the main committee that was formed for the Ramsey Cooperative. They worked so hard, but they couldn't discuss what was going on with the post office board because they had this non-disclosure agreement. But from what you hear, it was quite clear that so many obstructions were put in their place that it was never going to happen.
Well, that was then. Are you happy with how it is now, where the post office is, how it's operating? Because it's only just opened up, hasn't it?
Funnily enough,
new Ramsey post office opens
for no other reason. I went in there this morning, and it is nice and bright and airy. But also by coincidence, there was someone negotiating a wheelchair to get in and out, and that wasn't particularly easy.
Was it possible?
It was possible, yes, but it was difficult to get down. When there were people in the two aisles, it was difficult for them. I think it probably needs some greater review. And what my other concern is at the moment now is the future of the Ramsey Courthouse building. I've got a question to the Minister of Home Affairs next week asking what plans his department has for the future use of Ramsey Courthouse building. I'm not sure that we'll get to the question because, as you know, there are about 100 questions.
It's a very long, timid agenda. Yeah.
But I would obviously get it in writing, John. And the use of the building, it's in such a prominent position in the centre of the town. It's got to be right.
It's a smashing-looking building.
It's fantastic. But what I want some assurance from the Minister is that it is not going to, because it's within the ownership of the Department of Home Affairs, that they don't let it for something like a nightclub. Because that would be totally unsuitable in the centre of the town, because people live in the centre of the town.
Have you talked to people about this, what they'd like?
I think people would like some kind of, they would like some kind of community centre.
Yeah.
But obviously it would have, I doubt the government would put money into it, it would have to be on private funding. That would be fantastic. Somebody's talking about it possibly being an art gallery. But of course, there's going to be a rent to pay. I think the rent was about £20,000 a year. But I will get the answer from the minister. I'll get a written answer, and then I'll be able to take it from there. But certainly, I will make it quite clear to him that it's got to be something there that is acceptable and adds to the ambience of Ramsey.
Well, one thing you mentioned 5 years ago, you intended to meet with the commissioners regularly.
Yeah.
You believed it's essential. How regularly do you meet with the commissioners?
I must say we haven't met that regularly over these.
Oh
the
dear!
Last
oh week. Dear! So it's a cross against that.
But there's a but. If I have anything that I want to. That comes to me that is involving the commissioners, I will go and speak to the commissioners. They will sometimes...
But if you sat in the commissioners' offices in their meetings, then surely you would be in touch all the time.
No, we didn't sit in their meetings. We usually had maybe half an hour or so talking to the commissioners that they would raise matters. But in fact, they do, national matters.
So in the next 5 years, you don't think it's necessary for you to be present at all these meetings and to talk to them?
I think probably, yeah, that's one of the things that I would... Redo as such. Yeah, just rewind, as I say.
Next door to Ramsey is Garth. Now, Garth have taken it upon themselves to join together, and it's a super mini local authority, if I can put it that way. They've actually gone ahead and done it. Do you think there are other local authorities who should really get off the fence and do the same thing?
I think that is sort of only a fraction of the answer. My view is that, and as always has been since 1993, and we were talking about it in Ramsey Commissions then, is the formation of new, larger authorities. We were talking, I think, about five yeah. plus Douglas. And I believe that's the...
Was it four plus Douglas? Was it North, South, East, West and Douglas?
I think they're both the plans for five plus Douglas and four plus Douglas.
Right.
But I think that's the only way, really, to make economies, because economies of scale, the government is putting responsibilities, various items... back to the local authorities, Of course, that's going to go on the rates. People have got to realise that. But scale of economy will help reduce costs.
But Garth went ahead and did it themselves. Garth,
well, congratulations. And
they actually said, enough's enough, we're too long. Do you think other authorities let's act?
Yes, the problem was in the House of Keys that this was never, didn't actually go through the House of Keys because the number of country members who wanted to protect their own parishes obviously were against large authorities which would actually their parishes would become part of. I don't think that was a genuine problem because I had experience when I was, if I can go back to Stockport Council, where Stockport itself took over 6 local authorities to become the large metropolitan borough council.
It sort of absorbed them. You don't see Ramsay absorbing authorities around like Lazare.
No. But what happened there was that they made sure that the local authorities had their own committees which dealt with their own problems, and then they could push them to the centre.
How about looking at the rates of the island? This seems to have been going back and back. It's now been pushed into the next administration, etc.
Rates is one of the big failures of this government. The Chief Minister and the Treasury Minister gave absolute assurances to Tynwald that they would bring in a new rating, a fair system. It's not fair now. I think everybody knows the reasons why. And we promised it was going to be in last year. We promised it was going to be in this year. And the only thing they've done, I think as a sob really, to say, oh, we've done something, was to send out a form to all house owners saying, what do you think your house is worth? Which band is this in? And the people weren't even, they were told that they didn't even have to return the form. So if you got a house, if you see the banding, say £300,000, are you going to write back and say my house is worth 301? Or are you going to write back and say my house is worth 299?
So there's work to do.
So houses next to each other will be a different rate. So that can't be right.
But would you like to say this question has to be answered, say, in the first year of the new administration, something has to be...
It's got to be...
Is it that important? We've got lots of other issues.
Well, of course we've got lots of issues, but we've got... That's what we're there for, is to handle lots of issues.
Privatisation of selected government-run departments. Well, I think they're looking at it with the villa at the moment. You feel... And we've got corporatisation, I think, we're going down, rather than privatisation. You still think privatisation rather than corporatisation?
No, I think corporatisation is more to the advantage of the island, it's getting value for money, really. Yes, they are looking at the villa. I mean, it's that decision. Well, that won't be going out until tender till later on this year. I mean, they were looking at one time, if you remember, at privatising at the airport the baggage handlers, and I was actually, I think I was in DOI at that time a few years ago, and that was going forward, and then it was the minister that pulled the plug on it. And that was going to go ahead, and that would have saved a lot of money.
You would have been for that?
Oh, I was for it, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just in Ramsay, let's talk about the pier, just briefly.
Yeah,
obviously, it's now up to a private organisation, if I could put it that way, to get moving on this. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's a good way ahead, or do you think the government should have done something else?
No.
I know you thought the money that was being spent on looking after the pier should perhaps have been spent a bit more on getting the thing back in shape.
Fortunately... The government did spend money on the pier, and I think a lot of that was due to the northern members of the House of Keys, because there's always been opposition in Tynwald, very strong opposition, to bringing the pier back, to refurbishing the pier. The fact that the stays were replaced a few years ago has actually kept the pier in a good condition. Now we're in a position, as you know, where we haven't got enough money basically to do anything. So there's no going to be no private, no public money. I think there's been a fantastic job now with the Ramsay Restoration Trust and Tom Dorrant. Yeah.
But it's something, it's proven that something can be done. And he certainly, it looks like a man who actually said, yes, it must be done. Rather than saying, how can we do it? You're saying we must do it. This is how we'll do it. Shouldn't that have been up to Ramsay, up to the MHKs there, up to all the MHKs in the island to actually get the thing moving?
Well, most of the MHKs in the island wouldn't want to spend the money on it. I think what they've done is fantastic. They've got a concert next week raising money. They were down at the Fairfield raising money. They've got a terrific surge of support. And I just hope that Tom And I did help him. I went down to DEFA with him to talk about purchasing the wood. I hope that they can now come forward and be positive. I hope they can raise the money because they want to do, I think, the first three.
The first three bays. Yeah, the first then, one, I think, is the first one.
And then go on.
There goes, oh dear.
There's my water gun.
yes.
I paid
if we
for
go
it.
Off air suddenly, that'll
paid,
be the reason.
I paid for it.
Yes, we must be getting onto a tricky subject. Yeah. Try to get us off air. Talking of tricky subjects, can I just talk to you about the subsidised sheltered housing? There was a bit of a row about that, because obviously you moved into a building, and there was claims that even as an MHK, you were paying less, you weren't paying very much per month. Well, you argued against this, obviously.
Two things. First of all, I qualified for the to be there. I think I was the fourth person that was offered this particular.
You're still there now, aren't you?
I'm still there now. Yeah. And I'm not going into my personal reasons why. But, John, what I've kept confidential, but I'm going to tell you now. You've asked me the question. I want to show you these letters. When I realised that the government was not going to go onto means testing, because I was supporting means testing, and eventually it was abandoned, I then volunteered to pay quite a large extra amount on top, and which I accepted. So
because it was £90 a week at one stage was quoted, but it's nothing like that now.
I can't remember.
It's more than that.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you let me show you that letter.
Right.
Please don't quote the figure at the
bottom. I won't. It'll be passing over.
And that's the letter from, from the Northern Ireland.
It backs up what you say, basically.
But
you did feel that some action should be taken, that perhaps £90 a week wasn't really enough.
I thought we were going to get, as I say, means testing, and then that would have been a fair rent. And I think we're going to get that now, because I supported the means testing when it went through Tynwald I think a couple of months ago. And the other thing, let me just finish on this, and that whilst I'm working, I will continue to voluntary pay the extra amount, you know, to be more towards the true cost.
Scrutiny of government, accountable government, etc. We've got freedom of information. It's only in two departments at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a start, isn't it?
It's a start. And I can understand why people are very frustrated. There's a lot of work to be done. And I think, you know, this government has been very slow. They've been very inward looking. And there's quite a lot of policies that they've actually failed on. And this is one.
Like what? What would you say the major? Give us a couple of major ones.
Right. They failed on, first of all, they promised that they would balance the budget. They've not balanced the budget, even though they had a £20 million VAT windfall. They promised they would do that. They promised that they would, as we talked about, bring a proper rating scheme in, right? They also promised that they would. I'm trying to think what it was.
But do you think you have the answers? I mean, if it was Leonard Singh, a Treasury Minister, would you be able to sort this out yourself?
I can't sort it out myself. What we are doing, for example, we've done it on the public sector pensions. That's another thing they haven't sorted out, which was an item of great discussion in 2006, the public sector pensions. I still believe, with several other members, that the government have gone about this the wrong way. They've come back and said, here we are, we're going to have this cost envelope. The unions agree with it. But that was only part of the problems. I think it was Alf Cannon was one of them, Graham Cregeen, Chris Robertshaw, a few of us, said to ask questions. And we said, look, this isn't the right way. We really need to have an overall
look.
But
is there an answer? I mean, you're offering saying what's wrong, but what is there an answer?
Well,
it'll have to be fairly quick. We're running out of time.
But there's no answer. There's no answer at the moment. We wanted a full review of the pension situation by an independent pension company that have got the experience. And the government have gone about it in a half-baked manner. And
so you're not happy about it?
You're not happy.
We're going to have to close
that. Absolutely.
We're going to have to close that. Leonard Singer, who's standing for the seat in Ramsey in the election, which is on September the 22nd.
Thank John.
Sorry, just quickly.
That if people want to know more about my views, if they go to my website, leonardsinger.im.
Mr. Singer, thank you very much.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.